Here with me I have former congressman from Texas, Charles Stenholm, and kind of give us, first of all, an update on what you're doing these days.
Well, I'm with the law firm of Olson, Frank & Wieda. It's a small law firm that does a lot of work in agriculture and FDA work. I'm not an attorney. I'm in their West Wing. I'm consulting and trying to educate the Congress and the general population on some of the needs of the energy industry as well as the food industry.
Well, that sure explains you here. Basically conducting a panel at this Farm Foundation conference. When you look at the topic you had of how some of these energy policies might affect poverty and food production, what were some of the takeaways from that session you had?
Well, it's very clear, I think, to everyone that the price of our basic commodities, which was extremely beneficial and much overdue to the producers, has had a tendency to increase the price of food. It's had a very disruptive effect on our livestock industry because of the abruptness and the increased level of corn and feed grains, soybeans, has had a very negative effect on the dairy industry and the pork and beef industry in the short term. It also has had an effect on the cost of food, which has had an effect on the entire nutrition community. That's why it's no secret 54 food and farm groups have expressed their opposition to the continuation of the subsidization of biofuels. So the Congress has a difficult challenge in this. I don't think we should withdraw our support for finding alternative energy sources. We're going to need all of the energy that we can produce in the world. And maintaining and continuing to have the research and development in new and better ways to produce that alternative fuel makes good sense. The question is going to be is how far do you subsidize? When the price of oil hit $100 a barrel and then $147, did it really make sense to continue subsidizing ethanol and prohibiting the importation of ethanol? I think the answer to most reasonable people is no. So that's some of the challenges. How do you get a countercyclical approach into the policy so that when the price drops, you don't destroy the alternative price of oil drops? You don't destroy the alternative energy industry. And it should be apparent, and I think this came out in this panel, now the price of corn is going to be set by the price of oil. That is, and it's the world. It's not a United States market. This is why I have to smile every time I hear people talking about us becoming independent, energy independent. It's immaterial whether we're energy independent or not. We're in the world, and the world is not going to be independent of oil and gas any more than we are in the next 30 years. And so it's a fascinating time for us and a great time for agriculture because we're on the cutting edge of these new and exotic fuels. But here I'll just conclude by saying I noticed a few years ago that you cannot produce food, feed, and fiber without oil and gas. You can't produce oil and gas without food, feed, and fiber. We're both minority interests. We ought to be working together to provide the food, feed, and fiber that all 300 million Americans and 6.5 billion people in the world will need from us. That's the real challenge. And that's what this conference is about, showing some of the research, allowing those that are working in this area to come together and show to themselves and to others what they are doing, and then find some new and better ways to do it.
Well, it just opens the discussion or creates the discussion so that people can hopefully look at it from different ways. So hopefully some resolutions to this will come soon.
Well, that's the purpose of the Farm Foundation. That's our sole purpose, is to find new and better ways. The 30-year challenge that Neil Conklin talked about beginning this seminar today and goes on to tomorrow, of challenging our better and brighter minds out there of how to meet the challenges that we're going to need, how to feed the world. As you're interviewing me, every 1 second, there's three new mouths to feed born in the world. Every 1 second you're interviewing me, there are one less acre to produce that food on. So therefore, technology is critical, and the efficient use of energy is critical to the very future of the world.
Well, thank you very much. That's Charles Stenholm, who was one of our session leaders here at the Farm Foundation Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.